Welcome everyone to the show. Alright, I'm doing this recording because tomorrow is the big day. I'm going to be taking on my singing challenge, my boss battle. And I just wanted to tell you guys what I've done lately to prepare for this. So lately, it has been a big challenge for me because singing has been definitely a step out of my comfort zone. I mean, getting the courage to sing in front of my family. I mean, I realized I had this fear of singing in front of my own family, which is really sad because I actually like to dance in front of them, which is kind of strange. I noticed that I'm kind of afraid of singing into a mic. Like, when I would put a mic in front of my mouth, I would step back from it a few inches, which is really bad, honestly, for my voice. I mean, no one can really hear you if you are distancing your face or distancing your mouth from your mic. I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose of you singing. So that kind of just brought my attention back to this idea that podcasting has definitely helped with this. I mean, I'm not singing to you guys right now, but I'm practicing my voice. I'm practicing my vocals. And I think that really has helped me gain this kind of confidence with the way people can hear me and whether I'm getting to the point or not. Because sometimes when I speak or try to give a story, people would kind of, I can tell they're not paying attention because it doesn't seem like I'm getting to the point, or in general, you know, that's part of a learning experience. I mean, if you were to listen to your own recording of your voice, you're able to kind of gauge if you're staying on topic or if you're not, which is really helpful when it comes to podcasting, honestly. So something I've been doing lately is, at first I started recording myself and playing the guitar at the same time, which was a bad idea because that is way too much multitasking, because I'm still a beginner at guitar and I'm still kind of iffy about my own singing abilities, so that was a recipe for disaster. So I eventually put away the guitar and just practiced recording myself singing the lines. My choir director sent me the lines, at least, and so it's a church song that I'm going to be singing. Kind of nervous, but I recorded myself a couple times and I think I'm reaching the vocals that I want right now. So I would record myself, and I didn't really like the way I looked in those recordings, but the good news is that I was being heard, and that's the thing that means the most to me. I want to be heard. So tomorrow's a big day. My parents canceled the party so that they can listen to me sing during the sing my solo with the choir tomorrow at church. So I really hope I get it down. There was no choir practice this week, so that makes me a little nervous. But you know, if I put in some practice tonight, it removes the worries for tomorrow. So it's kind of almost midnight here, but you know, just gotta put in one more practice before the end of the day. So this podcast, if you guys want to still listen on, what I'm gonna do with this podcast, one is I'm gonna record what I'm gonna be singing tomorrow. So if you guys want to hear me sing, you can listen. Otherwise, I just wanted to update you with what I was doing to take on this boss battle. So it's kind of a me singing type of thing. So just gonna sing like four verses of a chorus, and that'll be about it. And I'll just wrap up with some thoughts and what I'm hoping to do with this episode. So without further ado, let's begin.
Lord, come to my aid. Lord, come to my aid. I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me. Lord, come to my aid. The Lord heard me cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp. He set my feet upon a crag. He made firm my steps. Lord, come to my aid. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many shall look on in awe and trust in the Lord. Lord, come to my aid. Though I am afflicted and poor, yet the Lord thinks of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh my God, hold not back. Lord, come to my aid.
So that's just about it. I'm going to be singing that tomorrow. I'll let you guys know in the next episode how it goes. Still couldn't believe it. Oh yeah, tomorrow's also technically my brother's birthday, so good thing I gave him that Crash Team Racing game that I bought in the middle of the summer. I kind of did an episode about that in the previous episode, so that if you want to check that out, I talk about the history of why I kind of was really into Crash Bandicoot and why I really wanted to buy the game, so be sure to check that out if you're interested. It's a really good game, but honestly, this is what I'm gonna do tomorrow to try and get this song down. I've been doing just about everything, and I'm not too sure why, but last time I sang, when I did mess up, I felt this kind of inflammation in my right brain, and I couldn't seem to focus. When I saw the crowd, my heart was beating so fast. And for me to kind of find calm and peace during moments like that, I think that's going to be my biggest challenge. I'm just trying a bunch of different ways, as you can see, from singing and playing the guitar to just singing, to recording myself, to singing in front of my family, to just singing in front of a crowd the second time. A lot of public speakers say that they got better at public speaking by doing it a bunch of times. So I think that kind of goes the same thing for getting comfortable with singing in front of a crowd, because you can't always be in a situation like that. So you have to seize every opportunity for you to get out of your comfort zone and kind of master these small moments. It shouldn't be something you're afraid of, because even though I kind of run out of breath when I'm singing compared to when I'm talking, it's a different level of speech. That's why I think this is a good challenge for me, because to be able to challenge myself to control my breathing, control my heart, control my fear when I'm looking at the crowd, I think that's something that's just plain amazing. So I'm just hoping that tomorrow goes well, and that I'm probably going to rest my voice tonight, but hoping to make some great progress tomorrow, and will definitely update you guys if I take down this boss. I mean, I recently did a post on my Instagram about enjoying choir a lot this summer, because that's basically a lot of what I did this summer. I was in choir a lot. I sang with the choir. This summer we even sang at a funeral for our director's friend's mom, and that was honestly a very humbling experience, because you know, you really don't know how short life is, so you gotta enjoy each moment with your family, with your friends, during whether it's summer or not. I mean, when you're with people, it's important to just, you know when to switch gears and be adaptable to spending time with people, because some people will, friends and family will come all the way to your place just to spend time with you or to catch up, and you gotta not be afraid, you know, you gotta welcome them and be open to new opportunities, to learning from their stories and what they've learned in life. And that's something that happened to me tonight. I mean, one of my aunts her family visited this tonight for dinner, and we just caught up and talked for a very long period of time, and you know, we just spent a long period of time talking about the future. And you know, honestly, the future is a very mysterious and unknown topic to talk about, because you'll never know what could happen. Honestly, anything can happen in the future, so just keep an open mind. Honestly, it's amazing how much things can change in 1 year. So don't be afraid, guys. I mean, for me to put myself out on this podcast and to put my voice out there to show you guys what I've been working on, I don't judge if you don't really sing in your own church choir or if you don't go to church in general, but you know, it's just practice, you know, just practicing the things you're not good at. Whether it's in school, whether it's a talent or a skill that you're trying to develop, maybe you dance, maybe you sing, maybe you draw, maybe you are trying to do what good at your job, or you're just a student, you know, it's like, it's never ending. This learning process, this is life, you know. A lot of people aren't really confident about where they're at, honestly. Everyone's just trying to figure out their way in this world, so don't be afraid if you don't really have everything figured out. Life is all a learning experience. So just pray, and Lord will come to your aid. So I hope you got this episode blessed you guys, and I will see you guys in the next one. Stay awesome.